Well, back again joining us. She's was here previously before. We have State Senator Gail Manning. Good morning, Gail. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Bruce. Nice to see you again.
So you're back out of Columbus, back in the area for a break, I suppose?
It is nice. It's always nice to be back in the district and not driving down to Columbus, so especially in weather like this.
Well, that's sure. That's exactly right for that. Let's talk a little bit about how things went in 2013. This is the sort of the point of the time for reflection, looking back at 2013. You kind of assess things. How has it been going for you down there?
I think it was a successful year for me. I'm hoping that I brought back, some good ideas for the district and for the state of Ohio and especially some money. So I think that's very, very important. As chair of transportation, one of the things that I thought was very important was the turnpike. And I think that's why the president had asked me to chair up transportation, because being a northerner and having the most exits of any senator, he wanted me to oversee that. And as you well know, we managed to bond the turnpike. I thought it was very important to make sure that one of the promises that we continued to hear was that most of that money would be spent in northern Ohio, because that's we're the ones that pay the tolls. But I think as northerners, we feel very strongly about the fact that we want to see that in writing. And so I managed to get that into the law that 90% of that money will be spent in northern Ohio.
When it says something like 65,000 jobs the Turnpike will create, what kind of jobs are those?
And we were very, very happy about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what this is all about, is putting people back to work so that they can take care of their families. We heard from many people, it's mostly construction-type jobs. 57 is going, instead of 11 years from now, it's going to be starting next year. That will be fixed. Mayor Brenda was very happy about that. And in 2016, Center Ridge will be widened. Finally, we've been trying to work on that for a good 20 years, and it was put off for another 10 years. But because of bonding the turnpike, we'll be able to start that in 2016.
Well, being from the North Vigil area, you've traveled mm-hmm. those roads lot. You've sort of seen the expansion, the growth, the change, and mm-hmm. From sort of residential to
and the congestion.
Business. Yes, exactly right.
Yes,
you kind of and of course being the home, you kind of learn to avoid certain areas because of that. But the idea is to fix that area, not to just avoid it.
That's right. Area. Yes, and what you're hoping is that's going to help out the local businesses, that people will stop avoiding those streets and be able to travel those streets and do some shopping there.
What part exactly of Center Ridge from where to where?
I'm not quite sure. I believe it starts over by Stony Ridge area, and then we'll go as far as Learnagle. But it might be a little bit farther than that. I'm not quite sure.
Well, they just recently in North Ridgeville passed that one issue that was going to allow for the change of the school and that whole
corner. Real happy about that. Yeah, it's going to change that whole area.
Right.
Yeah.
The sort of that center of town mm-hmm. opposite the water tower and the old town hall that can have something kind of unique and different over there. Talk mm-hmm. about some of the other legislation you've been involved with that's important.
Naturally, children are very important to me, being an elementary school teacher for 37 years and a mom, and now very fortunate to be a grandma of two kids. Two lovely children. A couple of the things that I looked at, one was pulse oximetry that I passed, and it was almost unanimous in both the House and the Senate. And what that does is we have found that congenital heart defects are one of the number one killers of infants, and we don't want to send those kids home not having any idea if they have any heart defects. So by doing the simple test, and we're requiring all hospitals and birthing units now to do this simple test, we'll be able to find out if they do have these heart defects. One of the other areas that are protecting children, we found that the 9th District had ruled that our enticement law was not strong enough, and that our children in the were part of that 9th Appellate District. Those kids weren't being protected anymore, because if somebody was trying to entice a minor into getting into a car or, giving them their personal information or anything like that, there was nothing we could do to protect those kids. So we just managed to change that by just adding unlawful as one of the words that we added. And then the other one that I feel very strongly about, Sheriff's Committee and Chief Rivera from Lorain and Dr. Evans, our coroner, had brought to me about the number of people that are dying from heroin overdoses. It has tripled in just 1 year. And so they said that there was this simple drug that you could use called Narcan. It's a nasal spray. And what that does is can almost bring back somebody that is basically ODing and has brought them back to life. And to this day, they've told me there's 17 people that have been saved by that. So that became law October 16th, I believe the date was.
When you're in Columbus, how does that issue affect the statewide? You hear similar stories from
It's funny. I just met with a doctor from Cleveland, and she was telling me that they've been watching the responses in Lorain County, because this was a pilot program just for Lorain County, and they see the results and they want to do it statewide now. And my understanding from talking to Dr. Evans, they're even getting calls nationally on how we got this through and how what effect it's having. And so we're hoping that we can get this statewide before this becomes a year pilot program, that we can do it statewide.
What's it like trying to get something like that through? What are some of the roadblocks that get put in place? Is there sort of medical issues? Is there sort of legal issues that you have to deal with?
You do. You know, and when we wrote this law, naturally we wanted to meet with the Ohio Department of Health. We wanted to make sure that the drug couldn't, that if a police officer was giving this to someone, that they couldn't be sued in some way, or it wouldn't have an adverse effect on them. We were told that it cannot. So if you think that somebody's ODing on heroin and it's some other effect and you give them this nasal spray, it won't have any effect on them. So those are kind of the concerns that you have. People are always concerned about going, some people feel that by doing this, it gives someone a crutch. I personally believe that it saves someone's life, and that what we need to do then is to get those people into some sort of a program so that they can get off this horrible drug that people have become addicted to.
Let's talk about education for a moment. You've got a lengthy background in education.
I do.
Are you happy, or, what are your thoughts about where funding is heading, teacher performance standards are heading, mm-hmm. your thoughts on the state of education as we head into the new year?
Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of changes. A lot of those changes that came around, especially for teacher evaluation, has come around because of some of the federal issues that we've seen, like Race to the Top. And that has brought that around nationally. And I'm not a big believer in the 50% of the teacher's evaluation is based on a test. And I had offered an amendment to have that lowered to 25%. That was taken out in the House. And we just do have a bill out there. Randy Gardner was carrying it, and I was certainly a big proponent of that, to make it 35%. We passed it unanimously in the Senate, and still evaluation of teachers is annually, but a lot of it would be informal rather than the formal, which is putting more administrators into the positions. I don't think that's where we want our money spent with administrators. We want that money spent in the classroom with the kids. And I think the informal evaluations annually would be better than, especially for teachers that are more skilled. And so that's what that bill did, and I'm a big supporter of that. I'm a big believer also that more money that is put into education, less money then is being put into the prison, less money being put into Medicaid because people are then working because they're educated. And I'm always trying to make that point when I'm down there in Columbus. So that's where I'd like to see more money spent.
You mentioned the changes in the percentages there, going from, 25 or, mm-hmm. making a part of the equation. It sounds as though there was some real, I guess, politics would be the word here, because there were compromises made and people exactly. came up with a solution after all.
You're exactly right. And what we're hoping is that it will pass through the House, because right now it's 50%. I just think that's just way too high. It's just too much for one test to make that decision for an evaluation of a teacher. And I felt strongly, and hearing from Battelle, which is one of the groups down there that we value their opinion, felt that 25 to 35%. So I set it at 25%. Again, negotiation, you know, we went up to 35%.
One of the things I see you've also introduced has to do with invasive plants.
Yes.
Weeds, things that come from somewhere else that we don't want. What precipitated that sort of bill, and what are some of the things that we're looking for? I know sometimes we get these things from foreign countries that suddenly take over, but what kind of how can you legislate against a weed or a plant coming into the state?
You know, it's interesting, the laws that you end up passing, and most of the ones that I have introduced have come from people in the area. And this one was from Willoway. And they had come to me and said that right now the way it is done, there is a organization that makes this decision. They're doing it scientifically, he said, but at some point in time, you could get people in there that just make the decision that English ivy is an invasive plant because it takes over your grass. And I don't think we want to do that. So what we want to do is make sure that the Department of Agriculture makes these decisions based on scientific reasons and not on other reasons. And so when he brought this to me and said that this would be good, he explained it to me. I made a lot of sense. So we've introduced it in the Ag Committee, which I am on, and we're hoping that as soon as we get back in January, it will be voted out and go to the floor by the 14th.
So this, in a sense, is not banning. Many times you think there could be an invasive plant that has a somewhat benefit because maybe people like the leaves or the flowers, or it could be controlled in some way, or they can maybe mix it with another plant so it's not as aggressive as maybe its natural one or something. So.
Right, right. And I think, you know, when we look at the ash tree and what happened there, you know, I think we need to you know, look scientifically on what we can do to make sure that those kinds of things don't happen in Ohio. So it doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to ban something that comes from a different country. It just that we have to look at it scientifically, and that's why we thought Department of Agriculture would be best at
so
that.
We don't arm our law enforcement with a Roundup and stick them out the borders of, you know, down there over the Ohio River over by Indiana just to keep everything from coming through.
But, the mistletoe.
The mistletoe. That
there you go.
Oh, right. So what are your plans over the next couple of weeks, Gail? Now that
my plans over the next couple of weeks is spending as much time with family and friends that I can so that make sure that they still know who I am. I feel like I haven't been home very much lately. So
can you not talk politics at parties that you go to?
Oh, I'm not as political as most people are. A lot of people will talk to me about a lot of the politics going around, especially nationally, and I focus on the district a lot, Lorain and Huron counties, which I represent both counties. So I focus more on that. I don't focus on all the national issues as much as most people think I do. But yes, I do get a lot of questions about different things that are going on in Columbus. But I'd much rather talk about family and friends and just enjoying people again.
Kind of like you go to a party and meet a doctor. Doctor, I've got this ache over here. What can you do for it? Does it happen
right.
to you?
Occasionally, yes, it does. Yes, it does. But there's always somebody around that says, let's talk about something besides politics.
So. They're your ally there,
yeah,
right? You keep them with you.
Either that or they just think it's probably not a good place to go. Sometimes, you know, it does cause controversy at a party. So.
Right. Well, it's always it could be a, you know, a conversation starter, at least, for
something
like that.
It certainly can. That it can be.
But you still have to be a good listener at any time. So
you
that's
know,
part
I,
of what you
and
do.
And I think that's probably one of my best assets of being a teacher. I learned how to listen a lot. And I think that's very important in my job is to listen and learn and to come back to the district to find out from the experts different things. You know, you hear down in Columbus and you always wonder what purpose they have. And so if I come back to Lorain County and Huron counties and call up people and say, hey, what do you think about this bill? And, you know, why should we be passing this or why shouldn't we? Or what changes should we make by adding an amendment? They're certainly very helpful in that.
Right. Right. Well, you know, everybody has an agenda, which is not a bad
thing. That's right.
But it's just
right.
a matter of understanding what they're saying and what they're really,
right.
whether it's something that you agree with. And then you always have to determine, if I do this, what's C, D, E, and F that could result from
You're
that?
You're exactly
which is part
right.
of it too.
You're exactly right.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Well, thank you for having
me. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And same to all of you.